Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 282 for Wednesday, February 25th. I'm Phil Ferrance-Warkentin. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was down Wednesday, as losses in Chicago soybeans and gains in the Canadian dollar weighed on prices. Canola was down $5 to $15, the May contract down $7.10 at $4.62.60 per ton. The Canadian dollar has strengthened by roughly a cent relative to its U.S. counterpart over the past 2 days, and that makes exports less attractive and also cuts into crush margins. Profit-taking after yesterday's bounce contributed to the weakness in canola, with some farmer selling also coming forward. However, the overall technical trend does remain pointed higher, and that was somewhat supportive from a chart standpoint. Gains in Chicago soy oil also helped temper the declines in canola. Spreading was a feature, with the March-May spread moving back to a carry as participants exit the front month and the March contract posted the largest losses. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all mostly lower. Soybeans down 6 to 9 cents, the May contract down 7 at 10.11 per bushel. After hitting their highest levels in a month and a half yesterday, soybeans were due for a correction. The gains also encouraged some farmer selling. Reports that the truckers' strike in Brazil is showing signs of easing up added to the weaker tone, as soybeans should start moving more freely from the country once again. However, rainfall in some Brazilian soybean growing regions was delaying harvest operations, and that was somewhat supportive. Gains in soy oil also helped slow the downward move in beans. For corn, prices were only 1 to 2 cents lower at the close, with the May contract down 1 cent at $3.84 per bushel. Softening demand from the ethanol sector was behind some of the selling pressure. U.S. ethanol production was down during the past week, while the country's stockpiles of the renewable fuel rose to their highest levels in 3 years. The big stocks and slowdown in production were both bearish for prices. Wheat futures, meanwhile, they are down 5 to 13 cents, the May contract in Chicago down 6 at $4.97 per bushel, despite some favorable news on the export front. While Egypt reportedly purchased 290,000 tons of U.S. wheat in its latest tender, traders were skeptical if any future business was in the works, with U.S. wheat still thought to be expensive internationally. Heavy snowfall in the forecasts across much of the Great Plains also weighed on wheat, as that moisture will be good for the winter wheat crops. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, February 25th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Ferrance-Warkentin.